Welcome to We Talk Raw Radio, where your voice is always heard on our Beats Radio and media streaming service for today's hot and trending topics. Now let's get into it.
Welcome, everybody, to We Talk Raw. I'm so excited to be here today. I am Jennifer Busco, your host, and I am here with an amazing person, Mr. Johnny Jameson Jones. Hi, Johnny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. So we're going to talk about you and what you do and what you are a part of. So tell us what you do.
I'm the co-owner of Vaulted Oak Brewing on Monroe Road. We opened up about 3 years ago. And so I just, we'll get into it. But, you know, I'm one of four of the owners over there.
And how much do you like beer?
I used to like it a lot more, which is ironic because I own the brewery.
What an opener.
I'm a seltzer guy.
We're on a roll. What an opener. So you're from Charlotte. I know that because we date.
That's true.
You're a unicorn.
Yeah, I'm a fifth generation Charlottean, which is certainly rare. Everyone's from Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York.
New York. Buffalo, yep.
But yeah, I've my family's been here a long time, and I don't plan to go anywhere either.
So you're happy. You're happy in Charlotte, North Carolina. And what area is your brewery located?
Yeah, so we are in Oakhurst, right off Monroe Road by the Bojangles Coliseum, not too far, about a mile from Bojangles. And we sit right across from Sal's Pizza.
Yes, and you and I both live in that neighborhood, and we like to call that area our
bubble.
So it's more about Common Market, Oakwald to Caswell's.
Yeah.
C to C. It's about what? 2 mile?
Yeah.
A 3 mile bubble. Big and bubble. Vaulted Oak is right in the center of it. And we're there very often.
That's true.
So what I love about us is your name is Johnny Jameson Jones. And my name is Jennifer Johnny Busco. Lots of J's going on.
Lots of J's.
And you are a unicorn. And you have a lot of history here in Charlotte. Tell us about your family history in Charlotte.
Yeah, so my great-great-grandfather started a construction company called J.A. Jones. And so that's, you know, they built a lot of uptown Charlotte, residential Charlotte. And so growing up, you know, I was always told this is the best city in the world, no reason to leave. So I'm just, you know, it's cool to grow up in a place where your family had a big impact on. And so I've always been a big fan of that.
Have you ever lived anywhere else?
Yeah, I lived in Brevard, North Carolina. Ooh. For a year, my freshman year of college, and I lived in Wilmington for a couple of years after that. Other than that, no.
So you like North Carolina?
I've never lived anywhere else outside of North Carolina.
And you are an ex or current service industry kid, am I right? We both are, right? I bartended for what, 25 years, and you did?
Yeah.
Well, I'm much older than you, but.
Yeah, I did about a decade, and you know, I'll still get behind the bar from time to time. But yeah, we're both long-term service industry people. That's actually Vaulted Oak kind of got its start where me and my co-owner Kyle Arrington both worked at Lebowski's on East Boulevard, which is still there. So we were both there for a decade, maybe a little longer for him, and we used to, you know, get off work and he'd talk about how he wanted to open up a brewery, and I said, let me be a part of that.
I love it. And I think, you know, it's not talked about enough, like how grueling the service industry is, but also the connections that you can make and the friendships that you can make. And I've talked about it on the show with multiple people that I have friends from, you know, 2000 that I worked with, you know, the year 2000.
Yeah.
That I worked with, that I still keep in touch with, that I still
12.
Consider. You were 12. I was not 12. Mm-hmm. I was 24. But yeah, like how the service industry can really help sort of foster those deep connections with people, because you do spend so much time and you're really in the trenches when you are like busting, you're, you know, bartending and working so hard. You create these deep bonds that I think can be a lifelong thing.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, you know, something that I think we took with us to Vaulted Oak is, you know, they don't own it anymore, but the Weaver family owned Lebowski's. And they were, you know, just great people. And it was more, like you said, a family than it was, you know, having bosses and having to, you know, be upset about going to work every day. And, you know, I was a, you know, busboy / food runner there for 4 years just because nobody quit. You know, nobody wanted to leave. Even if you got another job, you still wanted to work at Lebowski's as much as possible. So shout out to the Weaver family. I miss you guys. And so, you know, we've tried to keep that going at Vaulted Oak, and we've been really blessed with an amazing staff. And, you know, kind of the same thing. We've only lost a couple of people, and that's just been because they've gotten a better, you know, a better opportunity, one in healthcare and another in sales. So it's nice to, you know, have that same core of people through 3 years is pretty amazing and a little bit unheard of in the service industry too.
And maybe they'll be sitting at the bar and they'll want to open up their own restaurant or brewery.
I would love for
because that's what
that.
You did, right? So you worked at Lebowski's with your friends and you were just sitting around like, hey, let's open a brewery.
Yeah, so I would host trivia on Tuesdays, and after trivia, you know, everyone leaves at the same time. It's kind of night over after it's done. So we'd go to Mooseheads on Montford and
old school
Mooseheads.
We went there last week, by the way.
We did.
With
we
Kyle.
Did. Yeah, we did with Kyle. And so, you know, we'd go to Mooseheads every Tuesday, and it would just be, you know, some delusions of grandeur talk, but definitely, you know, Kyle had a plan and he knew he wanted to do this a long time ago and a lot longer than, you know, when breweries were, you know, not on every corner of
yeah
South
talk
End.
About that, because 3 years ago was prime COVID, hashtag COVID.
Yeah,
like how did that work with opening the brewery?
It was not easy. We were supposed to open June of 2020, which definitely was the heart of it all. We ended up opening June 8, 2021, a year later. And even then, it was still masks and mandates. But we have a great building owner who helped us out, helped us get through COVID. A lot of places wouldn't have made it, and I'm, you know, blessed that we did. But it was also a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because when we opened, no one had been outside for, you know, 2.5-3 years.
And you have an amazing patio. And best in Charlotte, in
best,
fact.
Best in
rumor
Charlotte.
Has
that's,
it.
That's
best
voted.
Patio
that's
in Charlotte,
that's
everyone.
So, you know, it was a little bit of a blessing to get through that and open when no one had, you know, we were the new thing in town and nobody had done anything in 3 years. So it was a great start for us. And
it was like a fresh beginning, like a new beginning
100%.
From the, yeah.
And, you know, we were our bubble, you know.
Our bubble.
It's a great bubble, but there's not a ton going on there right now. And we're excited to kind of change that landscape.
And so let's talk about the actual neighborhood. So it's considered what? Oakhurst, Echo Hills.
Yeah. Oakhurst, Echo Hills, Fringe Elizabeth.
Yeah. So it's sort of French Elizabeth?
Fringe.
Oh, like we. Yeah. So sort of near the Chantilly Elizabeth neighborhoods and then before Oakhurst or Cotswold,
yeah,
kind of tucked between those neighborhoods. Yeah, if people aren't familiar with that area,
right? Yeah. So, you know, Monroe runs. You know,
it's in Mora. It's in Monroe.
I was gonna talk about that too. You know, yes. Monroe Rama is right down the road, and now that's called Mora,
which they're doing a lot. Like I follow them on Instagram; they're very active.
Yeah, and they've got a group on Instagram and in person that does a lot of events in and around. You know, you have Edge City Brewery, which is right across from East Mech, which is a great brewery run by great people, too. And so that's what I was saying is we're excited about is I always say you have Charlotte coming this way and Matthews coming this way. And we're blessed to be right in the middle. So hopefully in the next upcoming couple of years, you know, it's going to be a really great spot to go to all around.
Yeah. So I think that's sort of like the role that y'all have played is that you have helped the development of a smaller fringe, if you want to say, neighborhood, right? The Oakhurst area a couple of years ago was Gusser Beef, right?
That literally just Gusser Beef. Maybe Smokey Joe's if you needed a drink after.
I think there was like a CVS over there or something.
There was.
I miss it.
And so I think that's something where naturally we don't have a hand in controlling it. But something I think a lot of people who live in Charlotte, even if you're new here, know is that, you know, it's we do have a kind of problem of tearing down a lot of what makes Charlotte great and building a high rise or building, you know, another, 10-story building with a couple of shops down below it.
And speaking of that, I'm going to be real old, everybody. I hate going to places that don't have parking lots.
And
hashtag South End.
Yeah, South End for sure.
And I love that y'all have a parking lot that's usually, you know, you can always find a spot, pull in, pull out.
And when we were opening, we were like, this is great. We have probably the best parking lot of any brewery ever. And when it starts getting crowded, we change our minds on that a little bit. But we do being a former bank, which is also.
Yes, talk about that.
Yeah, we used to be a BB&T bank. And our real estate person back when we were looking for places, I mean, we searched all over town, and she goes, there's a building right by y'all. We both live right there. And she goes, but it's a bank, so we'll have to see if we can do that. And so, you know, we did as much as we could to keep the building as true to, you know, what it used to be.
And you still have the little chutes.
We still have the chutes.
The money chutes.
The money chutes.
And you call that room, every time you say the drive-thru, I'm like, wait, what does he mean, the drive-thru? Oh, the drive-thru.
Yeah, so we took the actual three lanes we used to drive through, and we, you know, put some garage doors there. And so it's an indoor-outdoor space, which is really nice, because maybe not right now when it's 95 degrees out.
He hates the heat.
He hates the heat. But in
him
the fall,
and my son hate the heat.
In the fall, you know, we can open those doors up. It's gorgeous outside. Like I said, we have a great front and back patio.
You have a lot of, it's clean energy in there, because it's like a lot of glass, a lot of plants.
A lot of glass, a lot of plants,
a lot of open air, family friendly. So bring the kids.
Yeah. And that's, you know,
lots of games to play.
Yeah. And that's
fire pit.
You know, I like it too, because we've got a little bit of for everyone. You know, it's definitely family friendly. You know, this isn't, it's not the South End. It's not the South End breweries. But, you know, yeah, we have games for kids. We have plenty of space for dogs, treats, bowls ready to go. But then we also, you know, we have our adults only section. So if you don't want to do all that, you can sit sans
kids. Can you smoke
kids.
Cigarettes? No, right?
In the adults only, you can.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's outside and away from
on
everything.
The side. Yeah.
So.
And you also have live music.
We do. We have live music. And again, that vamps up as it gets nicer outside, because we can move them out. But we love having live acts, and it's even.
And they're never too loud. Like, they're usually, what, one or two people?
Yeah,
that's what I like about it. It's like conversation level.
Yeah, we do Crystal Fountains Trio, and that's probably the most.
Oh, but they're like folky.
That's probably the most, you know, people in a band that we do it. Yeah, it's usually one or two people, a guitar, you know.
They're great, though. Shout out to them. Crystal Fountains.
Fantastic.
Hi, Grant. And sometimes, here we go, I'm going to insert it. Sometimes you have Taylor Swift nights with my girl, Ellie Morgan. And those are big nights,
yes,
everyone.
We love Ellie Morgan.
Yes.
And,
she'll play all the Taylor Swift songs. You may or may not be doing a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we're working on some Taylor Swift live music bingo.
Yes.
We're still working out the kinks on that. But I'll tell you, it's, you know, my daughter still has Ellie Morgan's signature, because she
love
went
her.
Up and got her autograph.
She's
the
so
show.
Yeah,
it's,
people
it's
will
adorable.
Line up to sign her autograph and stuff,
yeah,
like that.
It's adorable.
So what I love about us is we're both very throat chakra centered, I believe. We both have very strong throat chakras. So why don't you talk about, like, your role at Vaulted Oak, and then also what you do with, like, the trivia? And
yeah, so my role is pretty much on the entertainment side, because outside of the service industry, you know, I've been, I like to call it an MC, not so much a DJ. So
why? Tell us why.
I feel like DJing is like uptown,
oh,
club music.
Yes.
That to me is a DJ. An MC is more of a host. So hosting... you know, our trivia nights on Tuesdays.
Tuesday, 7 p.m.
Yeah, music bingo, Thursday, 7 p.m.
Tonight. Oh, is this live? This is live. Yes,
yeah,
tonight.
This is live. tonight. So I do the hosting, some, you know, booking the bands. That's kind of a role a lot of us play. If we know someone great, we'll try and get them in. But I would just say the entertainment aspect of the brewery is kind of my bread and butter.
We like to have fun. Sometimes too much, you
we
and
do.
I.
We do.
Who do you think's more wild, you or me?
I'm going to say me.
I think I agree.
I think you would say me too.
I think I would say you too. You can just handle your stuff a little better than I can. You handle life a little better. You're a bigger guy.
Next question.
okay, so let's talk about the beer, even though I don't drink beer, but I do drink your Prosecco on tap, which is delightful. Mm-hmm. And you like the seltzers.
I like the seltzers.
But I mean, it is a brewery, so go ahead. Let's please, Kyle, talk about the beer.
Absolutely. So, you know, I like us because we've got a little bit of everything, not to diss some other breweries, but, you know, a lot of it is just five IPAs. And I love us because we've got sours, dark beers, IPAs, blondes, pales. You know, our best sellers that certainly if you're coming out, I would recommend trying is the C-Notes, which is an IPA, and our East Side Sun Blonde. Those are definitely going to be our two staples. And I think a flagship beer is important for any brewery, and it's made a lot of them, you know, good money, like Mountain Candy. But I think diversity is important, and having a wide range of selections for people who might not like, you know, the 8% IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And something we're really proud of is we have a beer almost always on tap. that we donate our proceeds to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's research.
Wow.
So right now it's DeLorean Fuel. We try and name them all after something Michael J. Fox or a movie. So right now it's DeLorean Fuel, but Michael J. Fox Parkinson's is something that's near and dear to our hearts at Vaulted Oak. So I'm a big fan of that.
That's awesome. So you're family friendly. You have good beer. You can order Sales Pizza anytime across the street, which
you should.
First of all, hashtag Sales. I mean, I don't want to say it, but one of the best pizza places in Charlotte. But the secret is what? The 20-minute.
What's the secret? I know the secret. You don't have to
tell everybody the secret.
Secret
about Sales Pizza.
All right. Well, not even being friendly neighbors, Sales Pizza is the best pizza in Charlotte, in my opinion. The trick is you want to wait 15, 20 minutes before you eat it.
You have to open it and vent it
a little vent, and that thing comes out hot.
Otherwise, the cheese just slides off.
That thing comes out hot. So give it about 20 minutes and eat it. And pro tip number two, Sal's Pizza is the best reheated pizza. So if you don't finish it, take it home with you, pop it in the oven, and it's just as good.
And you have a system down where you just get a little tent or a little table tent, and they deliver it right to your table, which is so awesome for us lazy Americans.
100%. And so, you know, we've got food trucks, you know, usually Thursday through Sunday. But during then and just during the week, we've got these little tents that'll say purple triangle or blue square.
What's your favorite food truck? Just whisper it.
That's not fair. It's gonna be Taco Gringo. Just because we've got a great relationship. We've got a great relationship with all of our chief.
You love them all. You love them all.
Taco Gringo, they're great people. Congrats to y'all. They just had a baby a couple weeks ago. And I gotta say, I'm gonna get in trouble here, but poppycocks too.
The chicken.
Delicious, hot. Nashville chicken. It's fantastic.
Well, the bad news right now is that my shirt is backwards. So if anybody's reading it, it's not actually Koa for whatever. How do you say it backwards? That's the bad news. The good news is you all at Vaulted Oak love community. Like, talk about like your place in the community and how you're very community centered.
Yeah. And I think we've already touched on, you know, how we are family friendly. And a lot of that is the Oakhurst area. Everything around there is very much single family, you know, a couple of kids and a single family home. But we also, you know, are big on fundraisers, big on community events.
You have like exercise classes and stuff, right? Like Saturday mornings.
So, yoga on Saturday mornings. We do kind of workout. It's like a boot camp with your dog. So it's a little double down on that. Again,
what will they think of next?
I know, 100%. So again, fundraising events, we do a lot for the animal hospitals up and down Monroe Road, which there are quite a few of them. And just, again, you know, when you go to South End or something, I keep bringing that up, but you have the benefit of having the foot traffic and the multiple places to go. On our side of town right now, that's not so much the case. So we appreciate every person that comes in because
it's like a destination.
For the most part, you're coming to Vaulted Oak. You're not hopping around. And so we really feel that it's important to, you know, give back to the community, hold these events, do what we can just to support the people that support us every day.
I mean, I think a perfect Saturday in the bubble in the fall would be a Checkers game at 4:00. Vaulted Oak at 6:00, and then Smokey Joe's for music.
That's all
within like 0.3 miles.
I would say.
Did I miss one?
I would say Vaulted Oak.
Checkers.
Vaulted Oak, Checkers. Vaulted Oak again. Pick up your car. Maybe stop by Smokey's on the way home. And some Sal's Pizza in there too.
Yeah. Just put it in the back seat. It'll
be
fine.
Yeah, we're a mile away from Bojangles. I've done the walk. It's short
closer
walk.
Than a mile, aren't you?
Door to door. It's like going from our front door to their front door. It's about a mile.
Wow.
It's not bad at all, though. Most of it's parking lots. You don't even notice.
Right.
It.
You don't even notice.
And we're, you know, we do have that parking lot. So feel free to, you know, leave your car, walk down to the game, come and see us afterwards. Not just Checkers, everything that goes down there. Ovens Auditorium is great for shows as well.
Yeah, they have like the Medium guy was there. The guy that's the Medium on Netflix was at the other space. Yeah, so there's all sorts of walks of life. And I've known you for, I met you July 23rd, August 21st, but we just met behind the bar. But we've been dating for 9-ish months.
Almost 10.
And I have heard you talk about like you have like good relationships with other breweries in Charlotte, which I think is a really big deal.
Yeah. And a lot like that service industry we talked about, you know, you might not get this reference, but
is it a movie?
No, it's sports. Oh. I kind of equate it to like a coaching tree, where a lot of breweries or brewers work for, you know, work under each other or spread out, you know, start their own thing. But you know, Edge City, Petty Thieves, I've worked at Heist Brewery doing their trivia, for 10 years. And it's very much that service industry feel and love and, you know, supporting each other. Even when we opened, you know, I remember breweries giving us plastic cups cause we couldn't keep up with the people that were there, you know, hundreds of dollars in plastic cups. And they're like, we know what it was like to open, you know, aww, get through it, enjoy it.
That's so sweet.
You know, people helping out, just with, I mean, anything extra, you know, extra kegs, if you need some beer on tap, helping out sales, distribution. It's a great community to be a part of. And it really is.
And you are featured in other restaurants, correct? Like the Vaulted Oak Beer.
Yeah, absolutely. Restaurants, bottle shops, couple bars, you know, Caswell's is our great friend, John. Hey, what's going on? you know, and that's great too, you know, just to, you know, it's definitely important that we have our beer in house and sell it. You know, you don't want to run out of beer at your own place and have it elsewhere. So that's something you have to be mindful of, but it is awesome that, people, whether they know you or not, you know, want to give you a shot and want to put you in their places, also means a lot to us.
So let's talk about that big, huge project that's going in next to y'all, the Oakhurst Commons, which my girl Addie is opening up a health club there.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other things.
And I don't know too much about what's going in there, but it's a great mixed use development space. You know,
it almost seems like an Optimus Hall, but maybe a little bit smaller if anybody's.
And I'm hoping familiar. That's exactly what it turns out to be, because mm-hmm. that's what that area needs. And, you know, another great thing about the brewery industry is it relates to it's not really competition. You know, people want to go to multiple breweries, or people want to go to a brewery, then eat, or eat and then go to a brewery.
Because that area will be more desirable in general.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, kind of like I was saying, you know, if you're coming to Vaulted Oak, you're pretty much coming to Vaulted Oak. If there's more going on around us, we love that. And we can't wait. Not just that, but, you know, it's kind of like those dominoes start to fall, hopefully. You know, the more stuff that's there, the more people want to open up other stuff there. And just like our friends at Flight,
yes.
Opening up tomorrow.
I think it's August 2nd. Yeah.
I think it's tomorrow.
Which is a new wine bar, right? In the Elizabeth area, in our bubble.
In our bubble.
Next to Cronkleton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right behind Cronkleton.
Very excited about Flight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a chance to go out there and
spend a little time in there.
Preview it.
Yep. Yeah. We had a grand old time.
Oh, yeah.
He was wild.
Yes.
So switching gears, if there's somebody out there watching that is thinking about or has always wanted to open a brewery, like what would you say like your biggest challenge was or is and advice that you would give?
Well, hopefully you won't have my biggest challenge because it was COVID. So hopefully that's not a problem. I would say so many time, effort, research, you know. We used to sit outside of places, you know, with a clicker with how many people drive by, you know.
Oh, wow. Do y'all own the building or rent?
We rent the building.
Okay.
But we've got the people we rent from are have a piece, if you will. So they're part of the business. They're and again, they're great people who helped us out tremendously getting open. They painted our building black, put the pea gravel down. You know, they said to us, which we're really fortunate, you know, if you open the right way, it will go well. You know, if you rush it and, you know, kind of half-ass it, if I can
speaking,
say that.
I think you can. Speaking so. Of pea gravel, your bathrooms always smell so good.
You know,
how is that possible?
You know,
who is in charge of the bathrooms?
It's so funny you say that because it was actually me.
Oh, my gosh.
A friend of mine was over one time at the brewery and they said, we have this, you know, we have these, I don't even know the diffuser sticks.
Oh, mm-hmm.
The diffuser sticks. And they said, would you be interested in putting them in your bathroom? I said, yeah, let's go for it. And we always get complimented on
it. Smells so good. I just want to like hang out in there.
You can.
It's amazing. Speaking of bathrooms, we'll be right back after this
nice
quick break. Hey, everybody. We are back. We Talk Raw. I'm your host, Jennifer. I'm here with Johnny Jones, co-owner of Vaulted Oak Brewing. I have really enjoyed my time getting to know how you operate at the brewery and getting to know all the staff and just the regulars. Let's talk about your regulars. You have great regular customers. Hashtag Jen Beam. We love you.
Hi, Jen Beam. Yeah, again, just the support we get from people is crazy. we appreciate it because, you know, there's so many places you can go and so many different things you can do.
How many breweries are in Charlotte? Do you know? Is there a number?
Well, it's skewed because, you know, you have greater Charlotte area. I think the last time I saw it, if you include the whole pie, it's upwards of 50, 60. So again, just and whether it's breweries or other things, you know, there's so many things you can do in Charlotte. So to have people come back each and every day, sometimes Jen Beam, to have people come back, you know, so often and treat us so well and, you know, just be a part of, you know, our growth. Is awesome. I mean, it really is.
And I do think going back to what we were saying earlier about the service industry, how you do create those connections, you can also create those connections like as a patron, like as a customer, like you have people that are, you know, creating their own family on the other side of the bar.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, probably 50% of the people I hang out with nowadays are people I've met through Vaulted Oak. I mean, mm-hmm. That's, you know, it's those friendships, are way outside just customer, you know, employee.
100%. So where do you see the future of Vaulted Oak? Like, will there be any growth, any new locations? Where do you see Vaulted Oak going? Or are you just happy where you are?
Well, I think we're certainly happy where we are, but that doesn't mean we can't be excited about growth. Mm-hmm. You know, we have talked about a second location. We don't know if that'll be in Charlotte or elsewhere or when it'll happen, but it's definitely been on the table. I think next up is we're excited about kind of, to be completely honest, we kind of saw ourselves as saying, you know, we've kind of fallen into this comfortability of, and, you know, and a lot of that was just coming out with the same beers we've been doing. And we've recently just in the last, you know, month or two kind of revamped our passion for coming out with new beers, trying new stuff. If it doesn't work, try some more new stuff, you know, see what the people like.
And I'm sure people give you feedback. My girlfriend did the other day. She was like, yeah, this beer.
100%.
I was like, girl.
And, you know, that's fun, too, because every time the seasons change, you know, you get to play with stuff. You know, obviously darker beers in the winter.
Do you do pumpkin beers in the fall? Is that cheesy? Is that a cheesy question to ask?
No, maybe. We'll see. I think we did a pumpkin version of our Eastside Sun Blonde. What we like to do is take a lot of our, you know, beers and kind of put a twist to them. So like a Lemon Bay version of something or a Lime Pitter Patter Pilsner. So we're always playing with that. And so I think the future is, you know, mixing up beers, getting exciting new stuff out there. And then, yeah, hopefully down the road, expansion and distribution, I think, is a big part that every brewery wants to be a part of.
And you host private events at your current location, correct?
We do. So if you need to...
You've even done weddings there, right?
We've done weddings, mm-hmm. birthday parties, corporate events, reunions. So if you want a party, we've got plenty of space to do it. We'd love to have you. And, you know, we have that indoor space. We have that outdoor space. There's plenty of room for you. So just reach out to us and we'd love to help out.
Love it. Okay, well, let's shift gears a little bit.
Let's
so we're
do it.
We're beginning to close the segment and we're going to close with some games. So we're going to do a couples partner game. How well do you know your partner?
I think your questions are going to be harder than mine.
We'll find out. Okay. So we both have 6 questions that we're going to ask and then we have them written down on our index cards. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. My first. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Since I'm the host. What is my favorite Taylor Swift song?
Champagne Problems. Hey,
ding, ding,
there
ding,
we
ding,
go.
Ding. What is my least favorite Taylor Swift song?
Ooh. God, I should know this.
The one you always fast forward. Think about it.
Is it Shake It Off?
Ding, 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 ding. Good
job. This was not, we do not know the answers to these.
He tried really hard this morning for me to
go
give him
through
some...
your phone while you were sleeping, and I decided I would be legit.
He does know my password, too. You do. You know my passcode. Okay. What is the phrase that I say when I have Oliver, but I want to say what the F-U-C-K, but I can't say that because I have Oliver?
Flipper dip.
Ding, 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 ding. What the flipper dip? Oh, this one's going to be interesting. How do you spell my middle name?
J-O-N-N-I-E. All right.
Jesus. Are you going to propose to me? No. Oh, my God. Okay. What is my favorite food and with what? Mm. I mean, we talked about it.
I know.
5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm going to say pizza with Hawthorne's Ranch.
Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You didn't put Hawthorne's Ranch.
I just put ranch because
right?
I don't want a dog sales.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. You ready? What yes. sports did I play in high school?
Softball.
One. There's three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Softball. I want to say track.
Mm, dead air. No? Soccer, no, volleyball, softball. Oh, okay, so you got five out of six.
Not bad.
Who's buying lunch? Yeah, you got five out of six.
All right, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start with this one just because it's funny.
I'm nervous.
No, this is a gimme. What substitute for a cuss word do you always say that now I say all the time?
Madone. Substitute for a cuss word. What's it rhyme with?
It was literally your question.
Oh, flipper dip. Flipper dip. You do say that all the time. What the flipper dip? It's fun. You should try it, y'all. Just say what the flipper dip if there's kids around.
Let me find where it is. Who is my favorite baseball player?
Chipper Jones.
All right. Yes. All right. Next up.
Do these get harder as you go along?
I don't think so. Name one bonus points for both of my favorite movies.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
No. I said that was top 10. Oh. Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Oh my goodness. Horrible.
Okay, I
True
lost.
True Romance.
Oh, True Romance.
Everything
You're
Everywhere
so cool.
All at Once. You're so cool.
You're so cool.
All right. What is my least favorite city?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Sorry, Philadelphia.
There we go. No apologies, Philadelphia. All right. I got two more. Oh, wait. No, I didn't do that one. All right. What do I call my living room table?
Dad?
No.
What?
No.
Big wood? It's a dead man table.
Dead man table.
I knew it I said like dad because your dad's.
Like a, oh, wow.
Sorry.
Okay, we're going there. Yes. All right, good. I thought your questions were harder. No, I got one more.
Okay.
I say it, but you're actually awful at it. What do I say you are absolutely terrible at?
Parking.
Parking.
Ding, 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 ding.
Finish.
We need some
good,
bells in here.
Good finish.
Okay, we're going to close with one little quick more thing here.
Oh, no.
Death row meal. So we love to play death row meal here at Arby's. So you get an appetizer, an entree, a side, a dessert, and one drink of choice. Could be one bottle, but you have to use the bubble.
We're keeping it in the bubble.
Keep it in the bubble.
All right.
So what's your appetizer and from where?
Ooh, okay. Appetizer, I'm going tachos from Caswell's.
Ooh.
Starting out with tachos from Caswell's. My meal, my main entree is going to be I believe it's a T-bone steak from Crunkleton. It's huge. Mm. I think they do it on Tuesdays.
You get one side from anywhere in the bubble.
My side is going to be... let's see. Can I count? Is garlic bread?
Sure.
Can I do? I'm gonna do.
You're gonna die. It doesn't
I'm gonna
matter.
Do garlic knots with ranch from Sal's.
Okay.
Keeping it, you know, in the family, and then
dessert.
I don't know of any really good desserts.
Crunkleton has a good pecan Crunkleton pie. If you like pecans,
I'm not a pecan pie guy.
Ice cream at that expensive ice cream shop. The milkshake shop?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a
$20 milkshake.
Milkshake.
Done.
For dessert.
And then you get a drink or a bottle. One ooh, okay. of something.
I'm gonna cheat here. I'm gonna go grab a bottle of wine at Flight, which opens up tomorrow.
Yes.
Good friends at Flight. And then real quick, I'm gonna run across the street and do a fireball at Caswell's.
Because you're dying.
Yeah, I'm dying.
You want to be present when you die, though. You don't want to be too woo out of there. Why are you in jail? Why are you in death row?
Because I don't know.
Because you have the best brewery in Charlotte and it's just like illegal.
I'm in jail because I drank a gallon of Sal's ranch and that should be illegal.
Well, we have a lot of shout outs today, don't
know,
we, on
right?
the show We Talk Raw. Well, thank you so much for coming. So you lead trivia, music bingo. You also officiate weddings. So your throat chakra is nice and bright and big and blue and strong. So how can people find Vaulted Oak to see their events and you to see if you're doing anything
special? definitely like to, you know, rep myself, but oh, you know, I'm on at Triple J Face on Instagram.
Johnny Jameson Jones.
Johnny Jameson Jones.
Lots of J's at this table, y'all. Mm-hmm.
And at Vaulted Oak Brewing, I would definitely recommend following us because, you know, and like I said, especially as the weather gets nicer, we do stuff all the time, whether it's trivia, music, bingo, live, you know, music, acts. We had a Shakespeare company out last week.
Oh, that was like unrehearsed. I was like, what is that? Yeah. That sounded interesting.
So I would definitely say follow us because we got stuff going on all the time and we'd love to have you, especially if you've never been, come out and see us.
Yeah. Check out the social media because our girl Madison runs it and it's super fun. She's creative and great, right?
Fantastic.
Yes, yes. All right, Johnny Jameson Jones. This is Jennifer Johnny Busco here signing off on We Talk Raw. Thank you so much for coming. Love you.
Thanks for having me. Love you too.
Always remember, with you, we are. Our Beats podcasting crew wants to take this moment to thank you for listening to Our Beats Radio and Media Streaming Network.